You're listening to SBS News.
US Vice President Kamala Harris has been given the task of addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the US-Mexico border. Corruption will be a central focus of her meetings with the presidents of Guatemala and Mexico. But there are wider issues, such as the impact of hurricanes Eta and Iota, that are driving would-be migrants north to the United States. Father Jose Percy is the director of a migrant shelter at the border town of Tecún Umán.
Natural disasters like Eta and Iota that happened towards the end of last year have triggered more poverty. The pandemic has left a lot of people without their basic expenses, without the required nourishment. This forces most people to migrate.
Vice President Harris, meeting with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giamatté, emphasized the need for both leaders to act to improve the situation on the ground for Guatemalans. She says they don't want to leave their homeland, but they're forced to by poor living conditions.
It usually has to do with one of two reasons. Either because they are fleeing some harm, or because they simply cannot satisfy their basic needs by staying at home. They cannot simply satisfy the needs that they have to raise their children by staying at home.
She's pleaded with Guatemalans not to make the dangerous trek to try to cross the border. During her meeting with President Giamatté, she addressed everything from vaccine sharing to corruption in the region. She announced plans to send $310 million to provide support for refugees and address food shortages, and recently secured commitments from a dozen companies and organizations to invest in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras to promote economic opportunity and job training. She says hope alone is not enough.
Hope does not exist by itself. It must be coupled with relationships of trust. It must be coupled with tangible outcomes in terms of what we do as leaders to convince people that there is a reason to be hopeful about their future and the future of their children.
President Giamatté agreed there is much practical work to be done.
That kind of goals are there. Are many. Narcotraffic is one. Immigration. The fight against the corruption and the needs to build prosperity walls, especially in the departments who are near the border of Mexico.
At his migrant shelter on the northern border, Father Percy says more and better opportunities at home would stem the flow across into the United States.
Uno de los puntos es...
One of the items to address is to create sources of employment so migrants don't leave if they can't find a job. Because I am sure that if they had opportunities, many Central Americans would stay in their country, in their land, in their homeland. They would stay.
Besides her meeting with President Giamatté, Vice President Harris will participate in a round table with Guatemalan community and civil society leaders, and also meet with young innovators and entrepreneurs, including a number of female entrepreneurs. Alan Lee, SBS News.